欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。I'm Jessie， 今天呢，我们要和 Casey 来分享一部奥斯卡入围影片《战马》。
Hi there, this is Casey. Long time no see. Today we're going to talk about the film War Horse. War Horse is a 2011 epic war film adaptation of War Horse, a 1982 children's novel by British author Michael McCorgo.And the 2007 stage adaptation of the same name. It was directed by Steven Spielberg.
斯皮尔伯格呢曾经拍摄过六部与二战有关的电影，监制了两部二战片和两部讲述二战故事的剧集。而本片呢是他第一次拍摄的一战题材的影片。另外呢还要提一句，这也是斯皮尔伯格第一部采用数码剪辑技术剪辑出来的电影。
The film was nominated for 6 Academy Awards.Including Best Picture. It was also nominated for 2 Golden Globe Awards.
这部影片呢讲述了一个男孩和一匹马之间非同寻常的友谊。在英国德文郡 Albert Narracott 亲眼目睹了一匹小马驹的出生，并且从第一眼开始就喜欢上了这匹马。
His father Ted buys the colt at auction, despite a friend pointing out a more suitable plus horse for his farm.
Ted 这一举动呢似乎太鲁莽了，他买马的钱呢大大超过了预算，而且在竞价的过程中呢也得罪了他的地主 Leons。
The high cost of a horse means he's unable to pay rent to Leons, who threatens to take possession of the farm if the money is not paid by the autumn.
父亲不顾后果地买下了这匹马驹，让 Abbott 很兴奋，但是母亲 Rose 却非常生气。
That's Mooney's fault.
He was supposed to buy a plow horse.
You bought him.
What'd you pay for him? How much, Ted Narracott?
Well, he won't tell you, Eloy. Though I would love to. 30 guineas.
30 guineas? He's not worth 10. Are you out of your mind? What about the rent?
A strong one, Rosie. Look at the way he holds his head.
How the hell are we going to pull anything with that?Ted, you have to take him back. You have to take him back. Right now, you have to get down on your knees and beg for our money back.
No. No, please, don't take him back.
Can't take him back until he's broken in.
And how are you going to train a horse for that leg?
I'll train him.
Oh, you stay out of this, Albert. You don't know nothing about horses.
Please, Mum. Please let me. I can do it.
You have to keep him. No choice.
Right.Well, you've got 1 month to break him in, or I'm taking him back myself.
看到 Ted 牵回来一匹小马驹 ，Rose 异常生气，于是抱怨地说 ：“You were supposed to buy a plow horse。”这里出现了一个词 ，plow, P-L-O-W, plow， 它的意思是耕，耕地。所以 Rose 的意思是，你应该买一匹耕地的马，而不是这匹 plow。For example, farmers now use tractors to plow their fields. 现今农民用牵引机耕地。不仅呢这匹小马驹还没有被驯服，更别说去耕地了。再加上 Ted 也老实承认说买这匹马呀可是花了大价钱，那这 Rose 就更生气了。于是他说
You have to take him back right now.
你现在就给我把他送回去。
You have to get down on your knees and beg for our money back.
你要跪下来求别人把买马的钱还给我们。但是 Ted 却很倔强地说
We can't take him back till he's broken in.
不驯服他我们就不能把他送回去。这儿出现一个词组Break in， 它的意思一般是强行进入或破门而入，而在这里边呢是训练或培训的意思。The young horse was not yet broken in， 就等于 not trained to carry a rider， 还没有被驯服，所以更别提耕地了。不仅 Ted 坚持，而且呢 Abbott 也不同意把这匹小马驹送回去。他向母亲主动请愿说：“我来驯服这个马驹吧，这任务交给我吧。”母亲 Rose 拗不过父子俩，所以最后对 Albert 说。
Well, you've got 1 month to break him in, or I'm taking him back myself.
那好，你有一个月的时间驯服他，否则我亲自送他回去。于是呢 ，Albert 就全心全意的开始训练这个小马驹了，并且给他起了一个名字叫 Joey.
Albert names the horse Joey and devotes much time to training him. Albert's best friend Andrew Easton watches as Albert teaches his colt many things, such as to come when he imitates the call of an owl by blowing through his cupped hands.
可是很快呢这个地主 Leons 就来收租金了，而现在 Ted 手里当然是没有足够的钱的。
Ted promises to meet the deadline, suggesting the colt could plow and plant a lower rock-filled field with turnips.
Very well. If that fancy plows that field, I'll give you till October to set things straight.
What if he doesn't?
I'll take the horse and the day fails. And I'll take your father's farm and give it to working men who can hold their pints and hold their heads high in decent company.
Oh, please. Sir, you can't do that.
No, 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 no. What? You bladdered as well. Ted Narracott, I've got you down in my book.
泰德呢现在是没有足够的钱交租金呢，他向这个地主雷亚斯请求说，只要你给我足够的时间呢，我一定能够把这块地开垦出来，种上萝卜，到了这个丰收的时候呢，我们可就有钱呢给你交租金了。但其实呢，雷亚斯给泰德这块地呀，可不是一块好地，地里有很多的石头，很难被开垦，所以呢，他也不太相信泰德就凭他买的这个小马驹就能把这地给耕好了。所以雷亚斯不无讽刺地说道，If that fancy plows that field, I will give you till October to set things straight. 如果这马能耕地，我就把期限放宽到十月份，让你把事情都搞定。但是 Albert 也担心这马真的耕不了地，所以呢，他就问这个 Leance 说 ，What if he doesn't? 如果这马他做不到怎么办呢？
哎 ，Leance 这时语气强硬地说 ，I will take the horse on the day he fails. 那失败的当天呢，我就会把马牵走。And I will take your father's farm, 然后把你爸爸的农场也收走 and give it to working men who can hold their pints and hold their heads high in decent company. 我会把这个地租给饮酒有度而且足够体面的人。这是一个词 ,pint, P-I-N-T, pint, 我们前几天刚刚讲过指的是容量单位品托。A pint of beer 指的就是一品脱啤酒，在英国的酒吧里经常呢要用到这种说法，所以呢这里李亮子说的 hold their pints 就是说管得住他们的酒瓶子，言外之意就是不酗酒。亮子在临走之前还抛下了这么一句话 I got you down in my book， 你说的我可都记在账上了，言外之意就是你可赖不了账。 get down 它的意思就是写下记下， for example get a message down 把口信记下来，而 get somebody down 也可以表示使沮丧，使抑郁。For example, low grades are getting Tom down. 成绩差使汤姆沮丧。
那现在呢，对于 Ted 一家也是别无选择了，他们必须很快的把这块石头地开垦出来。但是 Joey 这么一批小马驹要顺服的套上马套去耕地呀，可不是件容易的事儿。Ted 呢，甚至气急败坏的想开枪打死他。但是 Albert 的坚持，他一定会教会 Joey 耕地的。Albert 不断努力尝试着，而 Leance 和大伙呢都抱着看热闹的心态，等着 Albert 承认自己的失败。
You know, we believe we can do it, Joey. I knew when I first saw you that you'd be the best of us. That's why I got you. He knows you've got the courage you never had. I knew when I first saw you that you'd be the one who saved us.
虽然所有人都不看好，但是在 Albert 的坚持下， Joey 居然真的学会了耕地。
Albert trains Joey for the plow and to his neighbor's astonishment prepares a stony hillside field to plant with turnips.
No boy! You've got to do it, Joey! You don't know, so I'm going to have to do it now for you! For the rest of our lives depend on this! You can't send a pole! A pole straight! And pull it on!
Albert 的倔强脾气啊，无疑是遗传自父亲。但是现在的 Ted 每天总是醉醺醺的，让儿子实在是无法尊敬他。Rose 告诉儿子说 ，Ted 呢曾经在战场上那是个了不起的英雄。
Ted has a bad leg from war injury. Rose shows Albert his father's medals from the Second Boer War in South Africa.
当初在南非的战场上呢 ，Ted 受了重伤，并因为他的英勇行为受到了表彰。但是父亲呢，从来没有提过这些。
Rose gives Albert his father's regimental pennant, telling Albert that his father is not proud of what he did during the war, and that he had thrown the flag and medals away, though Rose saved and kept them hidden.
What he done in Africa, whatever it was, he takes no pride in it. Hard as it surely was, and however much pain it's cost him.He refuses to be proud of killing, I suppose.
I'd be proud. If I'd gone off to war, if I'd gone and saved my mate...
Well, whether or not you think you do the same thing as him, I think how brave he is refusing to be proud. Well, your dad makes mistakes and he drinks to forget the mistakes that he's made, but he never gave up. And he does that for us. And today, you showed the world it's all been worth it. You keep looking after Joey and I'll always be looking after you.
父亲呢从来不会提过去自己在战场上的事儿，甚至对母亲也没有细说过。他曾经把自己的奖章和旗帜都扔掉了，是母亲偷偷捡回来的。对于父亲为什么不愿意提在战场上的事儿，母亲是这样猜测的。
He refuses to be proud of killing, I suppose.
我想他不愿为杀戮而感到骄傲。
Well, whether or not you think you do the same thing as him.
不管你是否会上战场，和你爸做一样的事儿。
Think how brave he is for refusing to be proud.
你想想，拒绝以此为傲是多勇敢的行为吧。妈妈把 Ted 过去从战场上带回来的一面小小的军旗给了 Albert， 希望儿子呢可以更了解也更敬佩父亲。很快，地里种上了萝卜，一家人呢终于看到了新的希望。但是命运就是这么捉弄人，一场暴雨把所有的努力都顷刻间化为了乌有。
However, a rainstorm destroys the turnip field.So, to pay the overdue rent, Ted sells Joey to Captain Nichols, a young cavalry officer, as the World War I breaks out.
在交易的最后一刻呢 ,Albert 也赶到了镇上,恳求父亲不要卖掉 Joey.
When Albert finds out, he confronts the officer and begs for him not to take the horse. Nichols promises he will take care of Joey as his own horse and hopefully will return him after the war.
He can't.He's mine. I trained him.
Father.
Can't have him. He's my officer.
I'm afraid it's too late, Dad. I just paid 30 guineas for him.
I'll get you money. I'll work for it. I'll work for it. He won't obey anyone else. He won't be any good in the war neither. He shies at every sound.
I'm sorry.
Well, Joey's going, I'm going too. I'm volunteering.
I see. What's your name, lad?
Albert, sir.
And how old 19, are you, Albert?
19, sir.
Is that the truth?
No, sir, but I look 19 and I'm bigger than most 19-year-olds and I'm strong, sir, and I'm not afraid of anything.
I don't doubt your qualifications, Albert. But the law is very clear about the proper age for soldiering. And your father's done what he had to do, you know that.30 guineas isn't nearly enough to purchase a horse as fine as your Joey. I know that. That's all I've got. Will you lease him to me, Albert? To be my own man? I promise you man to man that I'll look after him as closely as you've done. I respect him and all the care that you've taken with him. And if I can...I'll return him to your care. Now say goodbye.
Nichols 呢是一个很善良的军官，他能够看得出来 Albert 和他的马 Joey 之间呢有很深的感情，所以他很真诚地请求 Albert 说
Will you lease him to me?
你愿意把 Joey 租给我吗？
To be my own mount,
作为我的坐骑。这儿出现了一个词租 L-E-A-S-E, lease.
For example, she planned to lease her apartment to a friend.
她计划把她的房间租给一个朋友。哎，那我们提到租这个词，其实还有另外一个单词叫做 rent, R-E-N-T. 它们两个的本质区别 ,lease 是主动租给某人，而 rent 是向某人租。而 Nichols 是希望 Albert 能把 Joey 租给他作为他的 mount, mount, M-O-U-N-T。其实这个词大家应该听着很耳熟，因为我们平常在说什么山的时候会用 mount 这个简称去替代 mountain， 而 mount 单解释除了山还有上升或底座的意思。 Nichols 是很诚恳的，而且他确实也很喜欢 Joey 这匹马。他说呢，像 Joey 这么一匹好马绝不值我付的那点钱，但是我身上呢只有这么多的钱了，所以呢就当你把这匹马租给我。而且呢他也向 Albert 保证说，你放心，我一定不会亏待这匹马的。
Nichols 接着说， I promise you man to man， 我向你保证，这是男人对男人的承诺， That I will look after him， 我会好好照顾他， As closely as you've done， 尽可能做得像你那样， I will respect him，我会尊敬他 ，and all the care that you've taken with him， 并且像你这样关心他。And if I can， 如果我能的话 ，I will return him to your care， 我会把他带回来交到你手中。
He can't. horse is mine. I trained him.
Oh, there.
Can't have him. He's my horse, sir.
I'm afraid it's too late, Dad. I just paid 30 guineas for him.
I'll get you money. I'll work for it. I'll work for it. You won't obey anyone else. You won't be any good in the war neither. He shies at every sound.
I'm sorry.
But Joe's going, I'm going too. I'm volunteering.
I see. What's your name, lad?
Albert, sir.
And how old 19, are you, Albert?
19, sir.
Is that the truth?
No, sir, but I look 19 and I'm bigger than most 19-year-olds and I'm strong, sir, and I'm not afraid of anything.
I doubt your qualifications, Albert. But the law was very clear about the proper age for soldiering. And your father's done what he had to do, you know that. 30 guineas isn't nearly enough to purchase a horse as fine as yours, Joey. I know that. That's all I've got. Will you lease him to me, Albert? To be my own lad? I promise you man to man that I'll look after him. As closely as you've done. I'll respect him and all the care that you've taken with him. And if I can, I'll return him to your care.
Alpha 在这个时候也别无选择，他只好把 Joey 托付给了 Nichols， 而大部队呢马上就要开往前线了。Before the captain leaves with Joey, Albert ties his father's pennant to Joey's bridle。在送行的时候呢 ，Albert 承诺他一定会去找 Joey 的。
This isn't the end, my brother.I found now, Solomon Square, we will be together again. Wherever you are, I will find you. And I will bring you home.
Joey is trained for military operations and deployed to France with a flying column under the command of Captain Nichols. 当英国骑兵冲进了德国军营的时候，才发现对方在树林里准备了重型机枪。Nichols is killed along with most of his fellow cavalrymen, and the Germans capture the horses. 德国士兵 Gunther 为了保住这些被俘马匹的性命，提议呢让他们拉车运送伤员。由于 Joey 曾经耕过地，所以对马炮呢并不陌生，这也算救了他的命。同时在 Joey 的带动和鼓励下，和他最亲近的战马 Topdorn 也听从了德军士兵的安排。
The two horses are used to pull an ambulance wagon driven by two German soldiers, Gunther and his 14-year-old brother Michael.
不久呢，为了不让14岁的弟弟 Michael 去参加战斗， Gunther 带着他当了逃兵。
Unable to persuade his brother to remain behind, Gunther rides Joey and brings Topthorne along on his escape, so he and his brother can ride them to Italy.
但是逃跑计划呢没有成功， Gunther 和 Michael 第二天就被德军抓住了，并且处以了枪决。
After the two young Germans are shot, Emily, a young French girl who lives at the farm with her grandfather, finds the two horses inside a windmill.
They must belong to someone. Horses like these don't just appear from a fairy tale.
Yes, I know, Gunther. They are not unicorns. So I will be fair and wait.
No,
one
Emily,
day,
Emily.
And if no one comes to get them by night time, then they belong to me.
Emily, look at me. You cannot ride.
Emily 患有脆骨病，所以呢爷爷不让他骑马，但是 Emily 格外喜欢这两匹马，并且无微不至地照顾着他们。
Later, German soldiers arrive and confiscate all food and supplies from the property.
Emily 把两匹马藏到了卧室里，躲过了搜索，但是随后呢德军还是发现了他们。
The German soldiers take the horses, but the grandfather keeps the pennant.
What will happen to them?
They will pull artillery until they dieUntil the war is over.
It will never be over.
You have your answer then.
不管 Emily 的爷爷怎么恳求，德军还是不容分说的把两匹马牵走了。他们会怎么处置这两匹马呢？德国军官说
，They will pull artillery until they die, or until the war is over.
他们会被用来拉大炮，直到累死，或者到战争结束。这儿出现一个词，大炮。Artillery, A-R-T-I-L-L-E-R-Y, artillery. 爷爷明白这两匹马是在劫难逃了，因为 it will never be over， 战争永远不会结束。所以德国军官也说 you have your answer then， 那你就知道结局了。言外之意就是两匹马肯定会死在战场上。几经周折之后， Joey 最后还是落入了德军的手里。到底他今后的命运会怎么样呢？他和 Albert 什么时候才能够重逢呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和 Casey 来分享这一部一战题材的影片战马 War Horse。
Run!
What is it?
It can't be a horse. Nothing alive could be out there.
It isn't a horse.
It isn't a horse? Yes, it's a horse.
It's a horse?
Yeah, it's a horse.
Well, bugger me. It's a horse!
What is it?
It's a horse if I'm wandering about in no man's land. Down you go.
What kind of an horse?
Bloody miraculous kind of an horse, be my guess. Nothing makes it out of no man's land.
在这部影片当中呢，人和马之间的真挚情感感染了大批的观众，赚得了不少的眼泪。而为了拍好这部电影呢，马匹的选择和训练当然也是成了非常重要的事。
During filming, 14 different horses were used as the main horse character Joey. 8 of them portray him as an adult animal, 4 as a colt and 2 as foals. 4 horses play the other main equine character, Topthorne.Up to 280 horses were used in a single scene.
对于在第一次世界大战中到底有多少马匹被送上了战场，他们的真实故事又是怎么样的？电影上映之后呢，这一话题也是引起了大家的关注。为此，英国的电视台也特别制作了相关的纪录片。
A Channel 4 documentary, War Horse, The Real Story, inspired by the film and telling the true life stories of horses.Sent from the UK to the battlefields of World War I was shown on 4th March 2012.
如果想重复收听以及在线收听我们的节目 Home Video 的话，欢迎大家登录网站 www.am334.com. I'm Jessie. See you tomorrow.
I'm Casey. I'll see you next time.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 74 Every Day
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语PK台一起学起来你 out 了北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索“掌上 AM774” 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
It's 40.